Chapter 1. The House of Shores. My name is David Balfour. My parents died when I was a child, and I went to live with their friends, Mr. and Mrs. Robertson. I was like a son to them. When I was 17 years old, Mr. Robertson gave me a letter from my father. The address on the letter said, "To Ebenezer Balfour, House of Shores, near Cremond." "Where is Cremond, and who is Ebenezer Balfour?" I asked. "Cremond is the place your father came from, David, my boy," Mr. Robertson answered. "Your mother was also from Cremond. I don't know who Ebenezer Balfour is. Your father never spoke about his family. He gave me this letter before he died. He wanted you to go to the House of Shores when you were old enough, and to take this letter to Ebenezer Balfour. My wife and I don't want you to go, but now it's time." Mr. Robertson gave me some money for my journey, and Mrs. Robertson gave me some delicious cakes. It was hard to leave such good friends. I walked for 2 days and came at last to Cremond. I asked people the way to the House of Shores. They gave me strange looks. Finally, I came to a very big, old house. There wasn't any smoke coming from the chimneys, but I heard someone inside. I knocked on the door, but nobody answered. Then I heard someone cough at the window above my head. I looked up and saw a man with white hair holding a gun.
"What do you want?" asked the man.
"I've got a letter from my father for Ebenezer Balfour," I said.
"What's your name?" the man asked.
"I'm David Balfour," I answered.
"Is your father dead?" asked the man with a gun. "Yes, of course your father must be dead, and that's the reason you're here. Wait, I'll come down and open the door."
I didn't understand how this stranger knew about my father. I heard locks and chains, and then the door opened.
"Go into the kitchen and don't touch anything," said the man.
I went into the kitchen. The room looked very poor. On the table there was a bowl of soup with a spoon and a small cup of beer.
"Are you hungry?" asked the man. "Do you want to eat that soup?"
"Is that your dinner?" I asked.
"Yes, but I'll just have the beer," said the man.
He drank the cup of beer quickly, and I ate some of the soup. Then the man held out his hand.
"Let me see Alexander's letter," he said.
"How do you know my father's name was Alexander, and why must I give it to you?" I asked. "The letter is for Ebenezer Balfour."
"I'm Ebenezer Balfour," said the strange man. "Alexander Balfour was my brother. I'm your uncle. Didn't your father tell you about me?"
"He never spoke about you," I said. "He never told me about his family or said he had a brother." Suddenly, my uncle smiled.
"You and I will be friends, David," he said with a horrible look in his eyes. "Now I'll finish the soup. Perhaps you're thirsty. You can get a drink of water from behind the door."
My uncle finished eating and then took me upstairs to a cold, dark bedroom. He locked the door as he left. I thought my uncle was very strange, and I wondered why my father never talked about his brother. Perhaps there was a family secret.